stepping in the direction that you want to go is not for the faint-hearted, right? This is why a lot of people stay exactly where they are, because choosing to build that future version of yourself, it's going to require that you do things differently. It's going to require that you get out of your comfort zone and you try new things. It's going to require that you sometimes have to make the really tough decisions. You have to say no. Hey girlfriend, welcome to Journey to Limitless podcast. Together on this show, we are on a mission to build belief in ourselves and live a life of freedom despite what tries to hold us back. I'm your host, Court, an empowerment coach, travel enthusiast, and a chronic illness warrior who over the last 7 years has built a life that I am so obsessed with and proud of, but it definitely has not come easy. So on the show, we're going to keep it real as we talk about adapting positive mindsets through hardship, taking action towards our dreams, and finding peace and freedom from hustle culture and chronic stress. Are you with me? Let's get going on your own journey to limitless. Welcome back to another episode of the show. I am so excited because today's episode, we're talking about becoming next level you and how to really pave the path towards becoming that version of yourself that you really want to be, right? So I think that you're really going to love this episode, and I'm just so excited to jump into this because I did a poll on my Instagram a few weeks ago, and this was the other episode that a lot of you were really interested in hearing about. So it just feels good to be able to share this with you from my perspective, right? And just share how, you know, over the years that I have really utilized these tools in order to continuously grow and become the person that I want to be, right? This is a continuous journey, right? So before we jump into today's episode, I did just want to shout out Patricia, who recently left a review of the podcast. She said, "Passionate and authentic. I love Courtney's energy. Her passion, enthusiasm, and authenticity are infectious. Plus her consistency and commitment are admirable. Definitely check out Courtney's podcast if you want to be inspired and receive practical tips on living a limitless life. Get out there and do the thing." Thank you, Patricia, for the review. It feels so good to just hear your feedback and to know that this podcast makes you want to get out there and live your life and reminds you that you're limitless. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you are not Patricia and you want to leave a review of the podcast, you can do so on Apple. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, just click on the podcast page and scroll down and you can leave a 5-star rating and review. And I'll likely shout you out on a future episode, just like I did with Patricia's review. And if you're not listening on Apple, you can always leave a 5-star rating on Spotify, or some of the other platforms offer the ability to do that as well. And that just helps the podcast out because it pushes the podcast out to new people and helps them decide if this is a podcast that they want to listen to. And like I said, it helps me know that you're enjoying the podcast, which is really helpful. So if you do that ahead of time, I just want to say thank you, and definitely let me know if you do, because I'd love to just give you, send you like a personalized message saying thank you for that. So like I said, today's episode, we're talking about becoming next level you and really stepping into that version of yourself that you desire. And I'm so excited to share this process with you because this has been something that's been so helpful for me over the last like 5 years of my life that I've been becoming more aware of this and really diving into personal development. But like, I'm continuing to do this as like probably forever, right? Because I feel like we're always going to be evolving. We're always going to be striving, but also like enjoying where we are, right? But like striving and making decisions from that empowered place to pave paths that we want to live and really being intentional about the paths that we're taking, right? So I'm just really excited to share this. So obviously, the first step in becoming next level you and really becoming that future version of yourself that you desire to be is you have to really understand who that person is on a deep level. And I think a lot of us, you know, we have the maybe some fluffy answers of who we want to be, but I want you to become really detailed about this person, because the more detailed that you can be, like the more that you can like feel in and experience what it would be like to like step into that version of yourself and be that version of yourself, the more that it's going to be easier for you to make decisions on a day-to-day basis that align with that person, right? So for me, I'll just share with you, I have a really detailed vision for my future self, and I have gotten this through visualization. So like a meditation practice of like really going through a day of my future life, I will visualize from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed what I want my dream day to look like. And I also have done I like literally journal all the time. Like I have multiple journal entries talking about my future life. And a lot of times to make this easier, I'll think about a time in my life. Like I always hook on to like my late 30s. Like for some reason, that time in my life just feels really important for me. And I'll think about that and I will think about what I visualize my life to be during that time. Right. So that's a really important process for this, but I get as detailed as I can be. For example, I'll just share with you my future version of myself. I'm in my late 30s and I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world and I host global retreats, giving other people the experience of community and adventure through Journey to Limitless retreats. And I'm also doing coaching. I have a sold out coaching business. I also run this podcast. And it's very, very successful. And it allows me to travel the world and also share my message, with as many people as I can. I also have 4 tiny houses that I get to live in multiple, I bounce around from these 4 tiny houses throughout the year. And when I'm not using them, I'm Airbnb-ing them. And I have a life partner and a daughter. And I am just the healthiest version of myself. I wake up with a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, and I just feel really good in my body. I feel really healthy, mind, body, soul, spirit, and I have the freedom that I desire. So I get as detailed as I can be. And right now I probably could go into a little bit more detail, but that I'm going to save that for my journal. But having that really clear vision of who I desire, it helps me on a day-to-day basis. So really get into a lot of detail of that version of yourself. Maybe you have a kind of fluffy version, but I want you to be as detailed as you can be. And like I said, you can just brain dump in your journal what that looks like for you. Or if you're a more visual person, you can visualize that. Or maybe you want to talk it out with someone. Like maybe someone can ask you like who you want to be, who you desire to be, that future version of yourself. And you can kind of just like word it out to someone, right? Maybe you're a verbal processor. However feels right for you. I just think no matter which way, becoming as clear as you can be, right? So the next step of this is to understand the qualities of this person and also the habits that are really creating this version of yourself, right? The qualities of this person, I think, are the most important things to tap into, because the qualities that you embody are how you actually become that person. Your qualities and your habits are what create that future version of yourself. So being really clear on how this person is showing up in the world, like, are they generous? Are they positive? Are they resilient? Are they never giving up on their dreams? Do they believe in themselves to their core, right? Do they really empower the people around them? Like, what are the qualities of this person? And also, what are their habits? Like, how are they taking care of themselves? How are they going about their day to day, right? Having that awareness, like I said, is how you create that future version of yourself. Your future version of yourself doesn't happen overnight. It comes from being consistent in how you are showing up, the qualities that you are embodying, and the habits that you are doing on a day-to-day basis, right? I think a lot of times, on a day-to-day basis, and I've said this so many times, but truly on a day-to-day basis, it can feel like nothing is changing and that all the work that we're doing doesn't matter. But when we look back, we can see that so much has changed. And we all have the same days, right? Like, we all get to choose what we do on a day-to-day basis. We can either choose to become the people that we want to be, or we choose not to. And when we know the habits that we want to create and we know the qualities that we want to be, we get to choose to embody those, right? And that is what's going to lead us in that direction that we want to go, right? Or we can choose not to. So it's really a choice every single day. And this has shown up so much in my life, especially when things are really scary. Stepping in the direction that you want to go is not for the faint-hearted, right? This is why a lot of people stay exactly where they are, because choosing to build that future version of yourself, it's going to require that you do things differently. It's going to require that you get out of your comfort zone and you try new things. It's going to require that you sometimes have to make the really tough decisions. You have to say no. You have to say yes to the things that light you up, even though it's really scary. Like, for example, I just shared with you that, you know, my future version of myself has four different tiny houses. When I was just approached with this opportunity to buy a tiny house, I had a lot of fear of like, oh my God, I don't know if I should do this. This is really scary. Da, da, da. And the thing that helped me make this decision and reminded me was that my future version of myself has four tiny houses. Okay, so how am I eventually going to have four tiny houses is I have to start with one. And I just kept saying like, wow, this is really going to, you know, this is really a step in the right direction of my life. This is a step towards my future version of myself. This has also helped me make decisions with starting my podcast, starting my business, starting the community. It's like it really fed into that future version of myself that I desire to be. And I had to face my fears anyway in order to do them because I just knew that that's the direction that I needed to go. I knew that that would feed into the future version of myself that I want to create, the life that I want to create, right? I had to face my fears in order to make it happen. So utilizing this future version of yourself to help you make those really tough decisions, right? It's really, really important, like I said. So the next step of this is to take an audit of where you are right now. Like, what are your habits? What are you telling yourself? How are you showing up in the world right now? But it's important to do this from a compassionate place because we're not doing this to continue the cycle of negativity, right? We're doing this to build that more empowered path. So it's like, yes, this is where I am right now, but I can take the steps to get to where I want to be. So I want to make sure that you remind yourself of that, to have compassion for yourself. And knowing where you are right now is just a really important step in this process because that's how we can build realistic steps in the direction that you want to go, right? I think a lot of people get overwhelmed when they recognize that, you know, they're not where they want to be and the steps can feel so far from where they want to go that they end up giving up on themselves. So coming from that compassionate place, reminding yourself that it takes time, it is a process. And I think I said this a few moments ago, but remember that on a day-to-day basis, it can feel like nothing is changing. But when you look back, you can see that so much has changed. So if you're looking at where you are right now and you're like, I'm so far from where I want to be, just remind yourself that if I just take the small steps, I will see change happen and I will get to that future version of myself. I will become that next level version of myself, right? So yes, we have to know where we are. We have to know the qualities and the habits of where we want to go. And we have to, yes, build those realistic steps to bridge that gap, right? So that's really the whole process here of becoming next level you, is having the awareness of where, of who that version is, right? Knowing their qualities, knowing their habits, knowing the lifestyle that they live, right? Using that as a guiding light to make the hard decisions on a day-to-day basis, right? And also knowing where you are right now so you can build those realistic steps in order to bridge that gap. So if you are ready to pave a path towards your future version of yourself and you are wanting accountability because maybe you've been here a few times where you listen to podcasts where, you know, you feel the inspiration to become that next level version of yourself, but you really recognize that you need the support in order to make that happen. You need the accountability. I do have my one-on-one coaching program called Reclaim to help you through this process. We become really clear in where you want to go, and I help you bridge that gap from where you are now to where you want to be in a really clear and supportive way. So this program is 3 months long, and it's here to really help you take back your power and pave a path towards greater confidence, freedom, and joy. And it offers 2 monthly one-on-one coaching calls, Monday through Friday Voxer support. So I'm in your back pocket supporting you in this program. So if you want more information about this, I will link it in the show notes for you to check out the webpage and then join the waitlist. I do have the waitlist still open with a bonus one-on-one call. So if this interests you, I highly recommend jumping on the waitlist because that's how you lock in the one-on-one call. And that is the next step in us hopping on a call and figuring out if this is the right program for you. So yes, I would love to see you in there. And if you have any questions, just let me know. But other than that, I hope that you'll come back for more episodes in the future, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means so much to me that you're here and that you're taking the time to listen to the podcast. If you found this episode to be valuable to you, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with your friends who you think could also really benefit from this message. You can take a screenshot of you listening and tag me in your Instagram stories. I am at journeytolimitless_. That also gives me the chance to connect with you and say thank you. So until next week, I hope that you have an amazing week ahead of you, and I'll talk to you then.